They give him the eitzah that's proper for him. Shenam ever karol leizikni irai, the dibru elav, and they should speak to him. Via maris, and she says, Ma'an yavami lahakim bakim shem bi yisro lahav yavmi. My yavam refuses to establish a name for himself. He doesn't want to be miyavmi. Who I'm in, he says, l'chafatz l'chachta. Obalashin ha-kaydish ha-yayimim, they said it in Lashin kaydish. V'nitchi yavam said this was very important. Because when I watched the chalitza in English, it would have gone easy. But they had to say it in Lashon Kodesh, and the man struggled to get the words out. He only had to say three words. Lashon Kodesh, then she comes in front of this kainim, she removes her shoe, but Yarka Bafanam, she spits in front of him, the saliva has to be visible to the Dayanim. From when it leaves her mouth. Atkan hayamakrin, that's how they. Till then, they used to be Turks. Hikra Rav Hukin is Tagos Eilim Kvaitam. When he did it under the tree in Kvaitam, Amar Gomer's Kolaparsha, and he finished with Nikushmai Bisoa Beis Chalutanom. Hugzugaliyas Gaiman Kolaparsha, the Nikushmai Bisoa Beis Chalutanom. Mitzvah Dayanim, Beloy Mitzvah Tamidim. The call of Beis Chalutanom or Chalutanom, that's what they do. They call him Chalutanom, not Beis Chalutanom. It's a mitzvah only the Dayanim. Yudayim and mitzvah kolayim, the Mishnah learned with Chalutanol. They say it three times. Chalutanol, Chalutanol, Chalutanol. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah. You should watch the video.
But yes. But you have three heliotos.
Yes. They do the same process.
So
the Dayanim means the three people sitting there.
Why not Talmidim?
No, mitzvah, I mean, not the people around. They have to do it. Who says chalutano? Only the people acting as judges or everybody there?
Oh, but not...
Tell me, right, exactly. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah, chalitza, kaira, the kaire. She reads, he reads, chalitza, she removes the shuvah, right, because she spits. The kaire, she reads. My kabashulah must need to eat. Kabashulah mitzvah, okay, this is the mitzvah. But the yap, if he goes out of order, less lumbar. Tanya nam yoki, ben shigdim chalitza, lurkika, ben shigdim lurkika, lchalitza. Masha'atza, asa, what is done is done. Amra abaya, hai man, the makri get chalitza. The guy who's reading the get chalitza, meaning the nusa of chalitza, to the woman. Lai likrili the da, lai luchudei, vavayabmi luchudei. Should not be lai, avayabmi, the mashwa avayabmi, lai. I don't agree to what you say. Avayabmi. Ella, avayabmi. Likely today, loy, luchude, luchapati, luchakti, luchude, luchude, the mashma kapati, luchakta. I want to take her. Ella, loy, kapati, luchakta. Rabbi Amar, again, I recommend everybody watch the video of Chalitza. It makes it much more understandable. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Avsuki milsahi, it's just a break, Avsuki milsah leslumba. Ravashi Ashkechei, we're makbar on it. Ravashi Ashkechei, the Rukhana, the Kumitzar, the Mikrulei, the Avayabmi. He was having a hard time getting her to say the Avayabmi. Amalei, the Sever, the Marlo, the Rava. Rava says it's not makbar. Amalei, Rabbi, the Rava, the Avayabmi. There, Rava agrees. Because the reason he agrees there is because she just said, Me'en, Achav, Hakim, Shem, L'hakim shem l'hakim b'yamayin yivam l'hakim shem l'hakim b'yisrael. Why? Not, like we say, are you going? I'm going not. You know what I mean? So therefore, there it's important that l'yavi yavmi go together, even according to Rava. The guy, the bezin that writes to get the chalitza should write as follows. We hate him that write it. Akrinu l'didom b'yamayin yivam l'yavi yavmi. Because they don't want to write more psukim, more words in the Torah without shirtut. Shirtut, I think the word is, right? Period. He made scoring, guys. He scored it and wrote the whole parsha. How could you write a whole parsha? You're not supposed to write a parsha, Chumash. Because you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to write down a parsha by itself on Chumash, because they used to write it with a scroll, with Ashuris, with everything, and that's also to do. The Elchus of Kavasa de Marsutra, that we're not worried about it because it's not being written for Kedusha of Chumash, just to use as Chalitza. That's come by Dam Rabbi Rocky Kubik Tasya Ruch Leaslum. If she spit but the wind blew it away, it's nothing. By time of the Yarka Bafana Vinan, the spit has to go in front of him. Who are ugly gutsa? If she's short and he's tall, Kotasua Ruch Ika Bafana. As soon as she spits, it's in front of him. So even if the wind blows it away, it's good. He had Ruch of the Hugats, but if she's tall and he's short, Bina the Matila the Abbey has to let go in front of him. But the Razo, then it can blow away. Amarava Akhla Tuma Varaksa, Akhla Gagishta Varaksa, shade garlic or dirt, and then she spit Leaslum. My time of Yarkam Yatam has to be natural saliva of Leaslum. And again, we tell the woman not to eat before Chalitza. That's why a lot of times Chalitza is done in the morning, so she doesn't have to fast. Vamarava Tzviki Daina Lamezi Ruka, Kinavik Mipuma the Yavama. They have to see it as it leaves the mouth of the Yavama. The Sivay Naskan of the Yarkam. Meniklus might be so based Halutano, midst of the animal, Tamid and Tanya Behuda. A magazine, Yashu, the reptile from the Bastion, Melachites, Amalonu, Anu Kukum, Halutano, 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 that's what they do. Again, recommend that you watch this in action. It's you see the halacha play out, it's very interesting. Hadmalach Mitzvah Chalitza, Hadmalach Mitzvah Chalitza, Hadmalach Mitzvah Chalitza. Meshabe, I remain Manamal Arusas. Meshabe says, Mian can only be done by an Arusa. Beishamai doesn't like, the Gemara is going to give four reasons for why Beishamai holds this way, one of any four reasons. Beishamai, my rusas and nesuas, it can be done by nesuas too. Beishamai, I'm a babal of the oven. She can only be mamayan in the husband. She cannot be mamayan in the oven, right? She has to wait and get chalitza, meaning before he does yibam. Beishamai, I'm a babal ubi yavim. She can be mamayan after her husband dies. The Gemara is going to have machloikas according to Beis Hillel exactly what she can do. Beishami Ayman Befanov, it has to be in front of her husband. Beis Hillel Ayman Befanov, Shalai Befanov. Beishami Ayman Bebezin, it has to be in front of her ordained Bezin. Beis Hillel Ayman Bebezin, Shalai Bebezin, the Gemara is going to explain you need three, even according to Beis Hillel. There is a man that says you don't need three, but this mission is not a riot. Shalai Bebezin just means not an ordained Bezin. She can do Mian four or five times. She does Mian. The Gemara has two shatim to what happens. According to one shot, she has to reaffirm her Mian. According to the second shot, the Mishnah is offering her two advices. Either she does Mian now and she has to wait till she gets Dailah to get remarried, or she can do Mian now and do Nisuan right away. And that way it'll preclude her from ever doing another Mian, and we're happy with that.
You hold this because of this, it's not proper. I mean, I never heard this, I never saw anything that you can't get married four times.
Again, first of all, not so simple, but that's not the point here. The point here is, she's a katana. We don't want her to be hefkadik. She's walking in and out. It's not, a death is a different process. Here, we're leaving it up to little girl to make these decisions. Beishamai's not happy with that. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmul, my time in the Beishamai. We're going to have four different reasons in the Machloikas of Beishamai and Beishil. Reason number one, Fishayin Tanai Benesuin. Because we paskin that as soon as a man consummates the marriage, there is no more conditions. In the Suin tomorrow, also remember, yes, Tanai Benesuin. People will think she walked out because there was a Tanai. We don't want people walking away with the wrong impression. So the Gemara of Hishayin Tanai B'Chuppah. Again, Chuppah has a certain chavivas to it, a certain build-up of relationship, and at that point, he's Michael all Tanoim. Therefore, again, people will think there's a Tanai B'Chuppah. Frank the Gemara, Basra Av, L'Shluchi Abba, Ma'ikul L'Meimar, and there's the Is Tanai. So the Gemara, you're right. Really, at that point, you should be able to do Mi'an B'Lein Pluk Rabbanon. Rabbanon said no to Suha in any form of Nesu'an. Beisil's answer, may the other, the Nesu'an kind of drop on it. Nobody will make the mistake. They understand that she walked out because it was only rabbinic. Rabbi Rav Yaisi Zami Tavayu, time is the Beishamai Vishayin on the Mice of Bilas, the Bilas Nus. If we're going to let her walk out, people will view it as a Bilas Nus, and they won't want to marry her. Why should I marry a woman? She's going to walk out. I mean, that means I really lived with her in Nus, even though it's through a marriage. The perception would be Nus.
In fact, the Gemara is that the third reason? Right?
Second reason.
Sorry?
Second reason.
So that's why I got mixed up. The first thing we said, Levisha and Tnai, and then we said, Levisha and Tnai,
it's the same thing.
If it's
It's the same process of who are afraid that people will walk away with the impression that there's snai in these things.
So it's repeated because...
Because chuppah is without nesuah, and if it's only consummating, so why can't she be mamayin after chuppah? Bishamai said she can't be mamayin as soon as there's chuppah. Why not? Again, there's no znus. People don't want to have a chuppah that ends up looking up as a mockery. And therefore, they're not interested in they won't be interested in marrying your ksanah. Which doesn't do anything. So, I mean, it is like a chuppah, but it's not. So what are we worried about? Don't think about a leib look, Rabbanon. It's a leib look. There's a formality here. The formal marriage of a musician and a photographer. People will not think it's a milas nus. That will not be a deterrent for doing marrying a ketana. The Papa Amar reason number three, time in the Beisham and Mishim Peri, time in the Beisil and Mishim Peri. All financial. Time in the Beisham and Mishim Peri, Yamit Nesu Tamon, Shamit Vachul Lumina. As soon as he knows that she can walk out, he's going to eat as much as he can and not take care of her property. So in her interest, we want him to take care of her property. We don't allow Mian after Nesu'an. After Erison, there's no Peri. The same time, he's going to think she's leaving anyway. It's a little adorable. But even though it's an incentive for him to take care of it. Somebody, if I don't take care of it, Yatsula Kraven Mavkalum, and your relatives will say, get out. Rav Amar, fourth reason, Hainu Taimin Ebe Shammai, Sheinazim Treach Masuda Mavsida. You can't make a guy pay for a chasana and then have him walk out. It's not fair. Not fair to him. You're making a guy pay for a chasana, and then she walks out on him. Hello? Okay, so, Tavayo Nichalu, they're both happy. He's willing to pay for the chasana, and she's willing to get married because they lapically call the ishus. People want to be known as a married man and as a married woman. He can wear his talus over his head, and he can daven for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for those that are married. Beishami Ayman Babau. She can only be Mayan Labal. They still said she can be Mayan Yavam. The question is, what does that mean? Obviously, after Yibum, she can be Mayan anybody. That's her husband. So what does that mean that Rabbi Sil allows in between the death of her husband and the Yibum of the Yavam, she can be Mayan? What is she being Mayan in? So it is a Machlokes. Amar Rav Eishi, Mamenes L'Mamor, Rav Eina, Mamenes L'Zikasai. She cannot remove the bond, and the Gemara will explain why. But if he makes a mimer, she can be mimayin in the mimer. Amar Amchizda, my time in Rav Eishah, mimer to be died to Motzi, Motzi Akra. Mimer that she agrees to, she can remove. Zika the Balkarchel in Motzi Akra. Anything that's not against her will, she has no ability to remove. In fact, the Gemara of Arbi is a Balkarchel in Motzi Akra. If he does beer, she can walk out afterwards. Ela beer the mimer who covered Motzi Akra. Things that he does to her, she can remove by beer. Zika is automatic. Things that are automatic, she cannot remove. Ulu Amr Mamenes Aflus Dukasai. Ulu says, not true, she can walk out of the bond. My Kaima. Nesua Kaima Kalkra. She's uprooting her first Nesuan. She's being mamayan in her dead husband. Esme Ravel Ula. If that's the case, so you had in the first Mishnah, Ruve married Shimon's daughter who was a Ketana, and she was the assignment of Chayav, meaning Shimon didn't marry her off. She got married by her mother or her brother, right? And then Ruve died. Shimon can't do Chalitz or Yibum to her because she's his daughter, but it's only a rabbinic marriage, so the Tzaras Chaletz Lai Misavemes. Vamai, Tamoy and Hashta. Let the girl be Mamayin and her deceased husband. To Krinul the Nesuah Kamoy, she would uproot her first Nesuah, but this Yabim Tzarasa. And then she's no longer married to Ruvain, so Shimon can be Mayabim the Tzara. So the Gemara and Tzara is Ervashaini. There is a perception matter here. Because as soon as Ruvain died, people viewed the Tzara as the Tzara's Erva. And therefore, we don't want it to become Mutter. The Tani Rebbe Vachal. If a girl is Mamayin and a husband, she can marry his father. Because why? Alma B'shas Nefila nearest Kekalasai. Because at the time of death, it looks like his daughter-in-law. Amarav, Mina Bazaar Surah. If she's Mamayin in one Yavam, she can't do Yibum with any other Yavam. Meaning she removes the whole Zika, it's gone, over, and there's no more room for Yibum. Meaning the hava balas get. Just like when a woman receives a get, which is rabbinic, balas get, lav kim the itzul l'chad, itzul l'kulu, chanami lo yishna. Ushulam ramir abzem l'teres l'zeh, she can remove a partial zika. V'leidam is the balas get. Balas get, who the covet ba, he's doing it to her, so therefore she becomes asset to everybody. Hachi he comes to pay. Damira lo yirina bach, lo yitzvina bach, I don't want you. Bach was lo yirina. Habachav rakhina, you can have a mian to half a zika. Right. Ravasi amamina b'zav mutaris lafilu loy. Because there is no mian in half a zika, therefore there was no mian, period. That's how he understands it. Leimah karvay shisir loy, damayinim amenis lusikasa, there's no mian. He would agree by one yom she can be accurate. You can't do half. Either it's all or nothing. And since it's not all, it's nothing. Kasa Ravin. And others didn't agree to Rabbi Yechina. Now Rabbi Yechina is saying exactly what Shmuel said. So man loyhaiduloy, I'm Rabbi Rav, because Rav said she's usher to everybody. Rav Amar Ravashi, and it says there's no Miyam by Zika at all. Rav Amar Ravasi, so Ravasi says she's mutter even to him, and Rabbi Yechin only said mutter slachim. He never said it's mutter to him. So Ravasi would agree to disagree with Rabbi Yechin as well. Beis Shami Yairim Befonov. And Beis Hillel says it can be Shloi Befonov. Tan Yamalan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Well, in Pishon HaGomo, Pishon the camel driver, Mina Yishter Shloi Befonov, his wife was Mamayim when he wasn't there. And everybody sanctioned the man. Amalem Beishamel Beisil, Pishin Agamu Bemidah Kvusa Madas. He treated her in an inverted way. Fichach Madala Bemidah Kvusa. They let her do something that's usually not allowed to Chatrila, which is Midagachol Peri. He ate up her fruit. I'm sorry, skip. And therefore, meaning he wasted her land. Beitzah said to her, you give me my mind, shall I be fun of? In fact, but there's another problem according to Beis Shammai. How did we let her do me in? They did him two knots, meaning they basically hurt him two different ways. They broke the rules, their own rules, two ways, because they felt he mistreated her. Beis Shammai, I remember Snei Bethan. Tzad Hassam. Hachalitza v'amiunim b'shloisha. Chalitza amiun need three people. Mantana, Amar Rabbi b'shamahi, because Beisil said shloi b'bezen. Rabbi Amar, Abai Amar, Avilutayim b'Beisil. Atkan l'kabi b'Beisil l'abinim mumchem. You don't need professional dayanim. Avo shloisha b'inon. K'detanya b'shamahi amir b'nei bezen, Beisil amir b'nei bezen, shloi b'nei bezen, ve'elu ve'elu moidim sh'tzarech shloisha. You need three people. Beisil abiyuni v'ablazer v'abshim v'machshurim b'shnayim. Because all they need is Adas. So really, one is enough for me, and you just need Adas. Amar Rav Yosef, Bar Miyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kais HaZug, that meal does not require a bezin. Mishami Yamim Tumoin. Mishami says, Tumoin gets older, and then says again Tumoin. Frakti Gemara Vamiyina Chadazimna. She already did it once. Amar Shmuel, Achitagdu Batayim HaRaitz Anibim Miyunim Rishaynim. She has to reaffirm her mian that she's not changing her mind. She has to say it when she turns 12. Ula, that she didn't change her mind. Ula matartik tari. The Mishnah is offering you one of two solutions. Aisha tamar matartik with the aris. Either she does mian and waits for aris until she gets a gedayla. Aisha timar matinasa lealter. She can do mian and then get married right away. Skip arisin, which will not allow her to do a second mian. And that's all Beis Shammai wants, is a commitment that can't be broken the second time. So Mishlai Ma'ula Ha'adu Tani Achetagdu B'tumah B'tinase Elishmu Achetagdu B'timer Mibayalai. She just has to reaffirm. So to Gemara Kashi, you're right, the word is taka difficult. Dr. Mishnah Vayte Ezi K'tana Shetzichu L'mon. Who is the K'tana that has to be M'mon Kol Shetzi Ima V'chel L'daitah? Her mother or her brother married her off with her own agreement. Is she a daita? She never agreed. Ain't it zichel amon? If she's too young to watch her kedusha, she doesn't have to be mamayim. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, I think that guy was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer. Doesn't count.
Okay.
Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, a ma'aseh ktana klum. Rabbi Eliezer views mian, the whole marriage of ktana, as really letting a guy live without the benefit of a marriage. We give it the trappings of a marriage to make the guy feel good, but there's no halakhas of marriage, no obligations that come with marriage. Bat Yisrael Lekayin Leitaycha B'Truma, Bat Yisrael Taycha B'Truma. I guess he has a right to eat her peris. That seems to be that he holds that he can eat her peris. That's what I think. And that's what it seems, that he feeds her. I think those two things, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, remain, even though I'm not sure. Rabbi Eliezer, Yaakov, I'm a call, Kavashim, and Ishkili, Ishtai, call, Kavashim, and Ishkili, and I didn't explain it. I just translated the words. Anything that has to do with a man, she's his wife. Anything that doesn't do with a man, she's not his wife. And the Gemara will explain. We didn't get to that Gemara yet. Be'et Hashem, Rabbi Kar will teach that Gemara tomorrow. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Lobin Masnita Tana. Rabbi Yehuda said, and others say we learned in the Braisa. B'shai Naikaisim get me in. They used to write a whole long arichas. Le'irina Be'ano, one of them, Le'tavina Be'ano, desire him, Le'es Adi Bo'ilis Nasvile, I don't want to marry him. Given the Chazit Nevesh Niburi, it was a long piece. Amru Asal Akufi Begita, people will think that that's a Nusach of Get. Tikni Nuhachas, and they wrote a very short piece. Be'yayim Ploini, Mi'an Ploini, Zvaz Ploini, Bampana, period. Tana Rabbana, Eza Mi'an. Amru, she said, Yavshib Ploini Ba'ili, Yavshib Kedushin, Tishuni, Imi V'achi, any expression of rejection of the marriage. Yes, I can't remember Yehuda, that even if she's in the middle of doing something and she says that it's a mian, Avili Yeshev is my period, and she's in a, what did he call it, a litter. And the Elechaz Beis Avil Beis Vayli, she's on her way to her husband's house. Yes, I can't remember Yehuda. Avili Yehuchim Mesubim Beis Vayli. They were leaning in her house, meaning she was serving guests. She had met us in Mashkalim. Yes, I can't remember Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Some are guys Rabbi Yehuda. Feel a shigra b'ayle to chem and he loved the chavetz mishaloi. He sent it to pick up something. Rami Yavshu be plenty b'ayle. Ein loch mi yung gadai lam is gadai mizah. Rabbi Kanina ben Antignus, I am a kalti night. Because I'm Rabbi Yehuda b'shmu halacha kriptulia ben Antignus, that she has to be old enough to understand Kedushin. I think in halacha it's brought down 6 or 7. Tana shaloi miyun of amda v'nissus. How about if she didn't say miyun? But she did an act that reflects Mian. That's the Gavita Gemara's Kashi here. She didn't do Mian. She just accepted. She got married to somebody. Nisuan. She doesn't have to speak out Mian. The actions speak louder than words. Is Kedushin enough of an action to do the same thing? Do they argue or not? Do they argue only in Kedushin or even by Nesu'in? Do we require words or we don't require words? Is that only by Nesu'in? After all, by Kedushin. It tells us there's a Machlokes. New Shiloh. Now, does this even mikara? Adum mikacha. Can it work if she was in the sua, or can it only work if she was in Mukadesh's Tashma? Allah said to Abdan Imrud, the daughter-in-laws of Abdan did miyun. Shadr Abizrabi Zukid Rabban Alibif Kidinu. She says to check if they're sticking to their miyun. Amr Luhu Nashi Chazig of Reichel to Kaasu. Look, your husbands are coming. Amr Luhu Nevig of Reichel to do. You marry them. Amr Rabbi Ain Lach Miyun God Lumizah. My love, that was the Siva. They were already married, and we see that you don't need a direct mian. Any message is good enough. So the Gemara Lord Avi Mikachi Kedushu Alach Rabbi the Maseira, Philip and the Suah the Kama, we paskim that you don't need the words, even without the words, it works as mian. Everybody should have a wonderful day. I am bleeding at her. I mean, Merch Hashem, if things go well, I will not be here tomorrow morning, and Rabbi Kar will be substituting. I hope to be back, Merch Hashem, tomorrow night already for Daf. Even earlier than that, I have a 7:20 flight.